132 in Bush. I've got him at gunpoint.
Okay, gunpoint 132 in Bush. Covers code 3.
Thanks,
25-14-10, transmit on check.
Yeah, Mr. Weinsickle, 97th Spruce Street.
Negative.
See, he called 911 advising he contacted the game commission. They haven't called back. He wants a police officer to come to his residence. He apparently has some proof there of Bigfoot.
Bigfoot, right?
That's affirmative. He has evidence proving Bigfoot. He would like a police officer to come there.
25-14-10, on check 2. Okay, we'll still send a code 3.
Paranormal News Insider from ParanewsInsider.com. Presented by GrandDarkConspiracy.com.
Welcome to the Paranormal News Insider for June 3rd, 2013. Encrypted news. It started with a 911 call and ended with a large conspiracy theory. On May 14th, John Weinsickle called the Paint Township Police Department in Pennsylvania to report that he had evidence of a Bigfoot. He wanted an officer to come to his home right away, and it didn't take long for the story to begin to circulate, and the Bigfoot bloggers do what they do best, speculate. Rumors began to run rampant that the evidence was in fact a dead body and that it was shot by a hunter. Further rumors, such as a helicopter flying over the man's home, fanned further flames that there was some sort of government conspiracy and subsequent cover-up underway. All Mr. Weinsickle had as proof were his stories and a set of footprints he claimed came from a Bigfoot. The police officer was quick to identify the prints as a bear, but the man continued to claim that it could have only been created by a Bigfoot. Cooler heads prevailed as Eric Altman and Ron Gallucci of the Pennsylvania Bigfoot Society, as well as independent researcher Stan Gordon, quickly and quietly got to the bottom of the rumors. Many paranormal news outlets were steaming that live reports weren't streaming about what was happening, but the trio did the right thing in digging up facts before making any sort of statement. This type of work, coupled with how they conducted their recent expedition in southwest Pennsylvania, are two of the biggest reasons why I have decided to join their group as a researcher and investigator. As for Weinsickle and his story, let me just politely say that the man is a few cans short of a case, and that the shooting rumor and other tenets of the story came from outside sources, and this is really nothing more than a case of misidentification along with a true believer. Footage has been released of a purported Bigfoot running in the background of the television show American Hoggers during its April 30th episode titled Turf War. In case you were wondering, American Hoggers is a reality show about a family who has a business of professional game hunting, including feral pigs in the state of Texas. And it's not about motorcycles or overweight women. In the scene, a dark figure can be seen running in the background, which appears to be a field. The odd thing is that during filming, there are typically a small army of people present, and it's odd to think that none of the cast or crew would notice this. Something smells fishy about this story. It is even stated that the area was known to have a Bigfoot sighting, so I think this show is just using the story to generate views. In UFO news, multiple UFO reports from different days from Vancouver make this area a current hotspot of potential UFO activity. A 4-minute video shot by Charles Lamoureux, who is no stranger to shooting UFO videos. He is an amateur astronomer and claims that his video, which shows an object streaking through the sky with a slight pulsing strobe, cannot possibly be an airplane or a satellite. He states that the object is tumbling, which means it's not a satellite. Well, you know, in my true fashion, I hate to burst his bubble, but some satellites will roll or tumble as they go through space, as not all are designed to sit perfectly in place, such as communication satellites. I've witnessed and tracked many of these same types of UFOs, which are actually satellites, while sky watching, and I recommend that next time he use at least Space Junk or other satellite tracking websites to confirm or deny possible avenues of explanation. And in other news, I've added a few more events to the events calendar for conferences and conventions. You can check those out at paranewsinsider.com and click on the events tab at the top. And if you have any information about any event and would like to hear it here, let me know at insider@paranewsinsider.com. Be sure to visit the Grandark Conspiracy Network at thegdc.ning.com on Facebook and live every Monday and Tuesday night at 10 p.m. Eastern on sharkradionetwork.com. I'll see you in the chat room, and I'll see you next week. For the Paranormal News Insider, I'm Brian Parsons.